您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
A major study of tiger moms and wolf dads is out. The young who feel immense pressure from parents to succeed are left feeling anxious, underconfident, and frustrated, leading to poorer exam results. Here's a question lots of Chinese parents are asking right now. How pushy is too pushy? 从虎妈到狼爸再到猫爸，谁了解和更尊重儿童呢？一项英国研究调查显示，在虎妈的教育下，孩子的成绩并不好。家长们该如何保持理性，选择好适合自己孩子的教育方式呢？ So first of all, guys, what does the study say, and do you agree with it?
Well, basically, the study is conducted by the University of Reading there in the UK. It shows the perils of aiming too high. Children perform worse.academically when saddled with too much parental pressure. Researchers at the University of Reading found that when parents pitched their expectations too high, the offerings were less likely to do well in tests. While a moderate amount of aspiration benefited youngsters' results, it only had a positive impact if the hopes were realistic, the data showed. So basically, for one thing, it's about the expectation from your parents.If you aim too high, probably your children will do not so well in the exams. That's one thing. And second, I want to mention the benchmark test here is the mathematics. I do wonder whether it will have the universal effect or universal appeal to all the other subjects. From my perspective, if you are performing artists, you have to play piano, you have to go to the drama courses, and then I think a moderate amount ofCorporal punishment is quite necessary, because you look at Lang Lang, look at, you know, Li Yundi, you know, they have gone through an arduous journey if they want to be the world famous pianist.
Whoa, Luo Yu, you just talked about some interesting stuff here. You talked about corporal punishment, so you think actually hitting your kid is necessary for the kid to become successful?
To some extent, especially our East Asian
culture.
Hitting
the kid.
Yes.
I mean, Luo Yu, I was kind of with you up until
I've
that point.
I've gone through that myself.
We were on the same path, and then you took it to a very dark place. I just couldn't follow.
Yeah, we're in a dark place right now.
That's my parents.
I mean,
in China, it's like a 子不教父之过, right? If you didn't educate your children well, it's the parents' fault. So,
I mean, I, up until corporal punishment, wow, Luo Yu, we need to have a talk later. I would say that, apart from that...I fully agree. The reason I fully agree is because, without making this over personal, when I was very young, my dad left, and it was just me and my mum. And my mum, bless her, overcompensated by over-molly-cuddling me. She was the nicest mum in the world, and you could do no wrong. And when you get a bit older, you understand that the reason she's doing that is because she was hurting from it as much as you are.Which means she wants to make every moment that you guys are together really happy. And it was only when I got a bit older that I realized that I was a fair foot behind everyone else in terms of school, because I had literally no one to push me. Because, and I never blamed my mother for that, of course. I blame my dad. But I knew there was a huge problem here that I had to compensate for, that I was not performing as well as the other kids in my class.And it was at that point I kind of turned everything around and said, right, from this day forward, I'm going to have to turn everything around and start working on my future, otherwise I'm not going to have one. And I had to kind of collectively make this decision on my own at 14. And I did, and it was at that time I started getting much better grades. They immediately shot up quite a lot. And it was at that time I actually started learning Mandarin as well, which later escalated into learning a cluster of other languages.And I started building a load of assets that allowed me to get to where I am today. And I'm very proud of myself for the achievements I've made, but at the same time, it was an arduous journey. And it was an arduous journey that led to where I am now. And I don't want to sound like I'm whining or complaining here, but I think if I had a bit more guidance, the same level of diligence maybe could have led to me going even further.I don't know what that is. I'm just, I think you guys try to both understand the point I'm trying to articulate here.
Thank you so much for sharing your story, Sam.
It just explains why I agree with Law U. Apart from corporal punishment, dude, seriously.
Okay, I think hitting your kid is a discussion completely different, and whether you should resort to that, I have big question marks for that, and personally, I am totally against that.
Yeah, I'm with her, yeah.
Thank you. And I think when it comes to disciplining your child and also pushing your child, I think it's a really delicate balance. It's, you can't just let the kid do whatever, and then you get all these 熊孩子, and you, these bear kids, I hate them. And often it's because their parents don't discipline them and don't teach them. And I think teaching and being a moderately amount pushy is probably kind of necessary for the education of your kid. And here, just a quick question before we finish today's show. In China, now we're seeing that a lot of these traditionally tiger moms and wolf dads are turning into cat moms or cat dads, meaning that they have gotten some Western ideas and think that you need to cuddle your kid a bit more. And what do you think is the right thing to do here?
I mean, I think my opinion on this is already very evident, but I think it is important. And He Yang, to do what He Yang said, she put it perfectly. You need to find the right balance so that you're encouraging your children enough without making them feel overpressured. And don't hit them.
I think the precondition is the proper understanding of Western education. Otherwise, you know, you'll be damaging to your child as well.
Okay, or find out your own way. Don't just follow the books. You need to figure out what's best for your kid.